I'm Michael, your dreadlock connoisseur, and today we have Sean, and we're going to talk about a gentleman named J. Cole. Great rapper, kind of listened to some older things, but his new album, For Your Eyes Only, and me being an old head for hip-hop, this one kind of captivated me, and Sean and I, he introduced me to it. And I'm like, yeah, it's a sneaky J. Cole. I keep hearing his name, whatever, whatever. But this is pretty freaking awesome, especially with the advancement of lyrical guys that's out. And you got that Southern style as well. But this is really freaking awesome. So, Sean, you introduced me to it. What was your background listening to J. Cole?
Well, I definitely started hearing the name J. Cole from Jay-Z. Jay-Z was the first one who kind of put him on. Mm-hmm. But I was definitely kind of sleeping on his first couple of mixtapes. I just, at the time, he was definitely way ahead of his time, I would say. At the projection, at his plummet, he had, I mean, when he took off, well, when he came out, at the time, it was a lot of big names in there, you know, doing it. Like, it was when Nas was doing his thing on his comeback, when Jay was on his bash through the rap game, you know. So he was consistent. And then it was the year that I'm not even sure what came out. It was Born Sinner. Born Sinner came out the same day the Kanye West album came out.
Which
I think it was the Yeezus album.
Okay, the Yeezus. Okay.
And he intentionally did that. And that was like one of my first times noticing his business aspect behind everything.
So if you really listen to J. Cole, would you compare him to like a Kendrick Lamar?
No.
Or Chance the Rapper?
No.
And you said you haven't listened to too much of Gambino shit, so...
No, not even close. They don't compare. Nobody right now in this time can articulate the words how he does on any beat, you know?
So you know me. I'm the production guy, so I enjoy the production and how they lay their lyrics on top of that.
Right.
So this one was some very, very good production. So it relaxed me so I can listen to the lyrics.
Mm.
You know, so I don't look at, I'm looking for the lyrical guy, but he's got some fucking garbage ass production. I say, hey, look, nice production. Let's see what this guy's talking about.
Wow.
So I'm kind of a little backwards because that's my background.
Right.
You know, being a DJ, I'm really looking at how do I set a great production for the guy who's going to rap for me.
Right.
So once I do that, then I can listen to him and say, whoa, hold up. You know, on this end, you got to go a little hard because when I put this beat in, you got to go a little more hard on that.
Mm-hmm.
Or this is where the loop comes in. So when you come back and we're going to loop this way, this is a portion to do that. And he does this so well on this freaking album right here.
Yeah, everything was pretty much live instruments.
Okay.
on that CD. He actually dropped like a little 40-minute documentary. I'm going to send you the link.
Really?
Yeah, about a 40-minute documentary, and it kind of broke down. It was just him in the studio and them doing the live beats, you know, kind of breaking it down on this particular one. But he makes his own beats.
Right.
He's actually one of the ones that does everything on his own.
But you remember what you said. You said that a lot of these guys that's coming out now is, look, I'm not waiting on nobody. I'm going to make my own shit anyway.
You have to.
Because, one, they want that control. Because you don't want to be dependent on a beat that may not be the right thing. You can create it on your own and say, hey, look, this satisfies my style.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm making my own fucking beats, you know. So that's why I think this was so clean. You know what I mean? There's certain ones on it. We'll go to a couple of cuts anyway. But there's certain ones on here that, yeah, I call them throwaway cuts.
Right.
That, you know, he just rap like everybody else does. Kind of says pretty much the same shit that, you know, that's popular. But 80-85% of it is really profound.
See, and you got to understand, man, this... It is good that you like 80% because it's only 10 tracks on the CD.
Exactly.
It's good that you like 80% of the CD because of the generation that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
You're from. My generation, it's like, it's kind of mixed reviews.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, he didn't give me the upbeat, you know. You know, I like this, but I can't take this. Don't do this no more. You know what I'm saying? Don't have a CD straight like this. I understand why you did it.
Right.
You know, he just got married, not even a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his baby, he just had his baby. The album dropped on Friday. He had his baby like Wednesday or Thursday.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But that was part of his game plan.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's why the CD is like that. If you listen to the CD, it was really based around his wife, his child, and his homies around him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and not only that, I thought this was pure genius. I thought he dropped two tracks from the documentary. Those two tracks were bomb. He was talking about Kanye on one of them. It's called False Prophet. He was talking about Kanye / Lil Wayne. I think he could have been, you know, / saying a little something about Wayne. And then the second verse, he was actually talking about Wale. And the funny part about it is, nobody knew he was talking about Wale on that second verse.
Okay.
But Wale came out with a song the day after. Like, you know, oh, I ain't no false prophet, you know, yada, yada, yada. And you know, spoke his piece. But they homeboys. So
right.
They end up going to the game that later on that night.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? And while they put it in the song and everything. You know, so.
So when he did this album, you know, was this like he done it all year or he kind of grind on it for a couple of months? Did you get any info on that?
Based on the CD.
Yeah.
Based on the CD, based on the documentary that he put together, it took him a little time.
Okay. Okay.
It took him around 8 months, I would say.
So that's good, though. Because there was a lot of shit going on this for 2016.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he put up some things in his life that relates to, you know, a lot of shit that was going on. But I still want to go back to what you're saying with the homies is going and say, yo, I just don't want to hear that. Now, do they not want to hear it because they're used to what he was saying? Or that's just not a... That's not... What they're used to.
Exactly.
They respect him because he's known, but they're not used to this kind of, you know, production that he brings out.
There's this stagnant mindset of brain thought process of people that listen to rap. They mm-hmm. expect rap to be one kind of way, saying certain kind of things.
Right.
When you listen to J. Cole, for me, I started at Bourne Center. So when you listen to J. Cole from Bourne Center to Forest Hill Drive to For Your Eyes Only, it was like he was saying less and less commercial things. So you can't really be like, oh, if you listen to J. Cole, you can't really say that you wouldn't expect this because even though he had hit singles, they weren't the normal singles.
Okay.
They weren't the normal you know, his last single on his last album was the one where he lost his virginity. Man, I can't even remember the song, but it was a great song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... And then the beats were just beautiful. So, when it comes to J. Cole, man, I believe that he knew that he had an opportunity to say what he had to say about his woman,
mm-hmm.
to say what he had to say about his child, and to say what he had to say about his family and his close friends.
Right.
You know, and he took that opportunity, and it threw the young folks off because it was like, okay, J. Cole, where's the hit at? Where's the nice song at? Where's the song that we're gonna be able to play in the club?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the song that I can ride to and bop my head to in the car? You know what I'm saying? Right. And all of it is that, but it's not the normal what you're accustomed to hearing.
Right.
So when I hear it, I hear an evolution of music. You know what I'm saying? I hear an artist saying, I'm going to tell you about all my pain, but I'm going to make you enjoy the music still. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he did it. He did it with live instruments. He did it with harmonizing. You know what I'm saying? And he did it not being arrogant, mm-hmm. you know, or not being as humble as he could.
Right.
You know, this was a very, very humble album, you know, like when you listen to it, it's like, okay, he kind of, you know, flexes muscles a little bit,
yeah, a little bit, right.
You know, but he was flexing his muscles on those two tracks that's not on the album.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because he didn't want that on the
album. On the album.
He wanted to put something on the album that's, you know, I'll just use the word profound.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not catchy, not, you know, this is so y'all can just, you know, hit this shit on the radio, hit this. It was like, yo, this is something of substance,
right,
that I'm gonna, you know, fucking put out there like that. And that's why, again, that's why I was glad you let me listen to it, because, you know, I'm kind of listening to more newer rappers that have profound statements and of substance.
Mm-hmm.
They take a reality and put it into they rap like it used to be.
Right, exactly.
Even though today is a different reality than it used to be, they're saying it doesn't matter. I'm still telling you what's real, and they don't have to be real like I'm shooting a nigga head because, you know, we up in the club and niggas just front. Mm-hmm. He's like, yo, I mean, I'll give you an example, and he talks about his woman on a couple of these.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he talks about his child on a couple of these. He talks about his boys that, yo, y'all need to stop this type of thinking because this is just bullshit. You know what I mean? But the one that kind of stood out too that I really enjoyed was Neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get some money, you think you should be moving into these neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but they still see you as, he's a drug dealer. He's got to be a drug dealer. And he raps about that because in people's mind, you want better for your family. But yet, when you're around these people who don't respect you,
right,
it's like, fuck it, I might as well go back where I've been. And he raps through that, and I was like, damn, how real is that shit?
I think that's also great because he gives you a song, and he says something like I love Neighbors, but I think Ville Mentality,
yep,
was also the same because he was saying something about your mentality. And then he was saying, never.
Yep.
You know, but in all reality, he was not saying for you not to say never.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying for you to say, fix that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Do something with it.
I'm saying that you're saying never about it, but fix that. You should understand that more than you should just deny that.
Yep.
You know? And that was the special part that I heard in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might have not caught it.
Right.
The average person didn't catch that.
Right.
But subliminally, it's a seed that he's planting in your head.
Right.
You know, and you don't even know. So when I heard that, I was very passionate about that part because it was just like seeing my friends and, trying to give them a different insight, and they just, it's just hard for them to get it. It's hard for them to see it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I thought that was really special. You know, I've actually been going through a lot of things this year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just hearing the little girl, you know, in between the song and then at the end of the song, you know, really broke my heart because, you know, I have nieces and nephews that's going through the passing of their father, you know, and I'm trying to understand how to talk to them and be able to get that part out of them. And just hearing a child express that,
right,
you know, it's just like, man, I need to do better on trying to work on counseling my nieces and nephews to a better point.
But it's almost listening. It's not even you counseling, because I think the problem is, and I'll go back to, yeah, the devout mentality is just like awesome. It is awesome. I'm, you know, I like the neighbors because, you know, I went through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went there and I said, let me get away from these niggas.
Mm-hmm.
They just breaking into my house and everything. But they still say, yo, how he get this money? And so I lived through that. The vile mentality is pretty much the same way. But when these children look at things, it's kind of like they're looking at it and they can't communicate, but they are communicating.
Mm.
You know, they're saying certain things, or they're not doing things that they used to.
Right.
That's a form of communication that you say, I gotta listen to their actions and all of that. And he has a lot of him trying to tell you this without telling you. And this is why this is more intelligent based album than actually just spitting everything verbatim.
Right.
You know, he wants you to think about what I'm saying. I may say this, wild mentality, you just got a fucked up mentality. But he's saying, but look at the results of this mentality. Look at what's occurring with this mentality. What will you do? And he's put all of that out there. And I'm like, damn, how hard is that? You know, it's harder than just saying I'm going to blow a nigga head. When that's hard, because people will never change their mentality because they don't know how. And it's just so cold. You know what I mean? And I was like, and again, I don't listen to a lot of new rap. I just really don't, because they sound so much the same.
Yeah, similar.
But this dude came with this, and I was like, wow, I gotta talk about this.
Yeah.
You know, Sean, you put this on, and I was like, eh, let me check this out. I already heard it twice, and now I'm gonna hear it again. Because now I want to do what you just said. What are the other little things that he's putting in there? Because usually in rap, they use similes and metaphors, and then you catch the metaphor once you have the repetition. And you'd be like, oh, that's what he meant. Oh, that's what he's saying. So that's why a talented rapper who uses this kind of dialogue, you need to slow down, because he's saying a lot.
Yeah.
Other than saying what you hear.
This CD is relatable. I think we had talked about that early, man. It's so relatable to a lot of people, you know. And I know I'm not the only person that pulled tears listening to this song, the CD. You know what I'm saying? Another one of my favorite songs is Folding Clothes, because my wife hates folding clothes. You know, and you know, the time that I you know, I enjoy folding clothes. I've been doing laundry since, you know, back in the day. You know, I don't mind that. That's my peace time. That's time of peace that I, you know. So, you know, hearing hearing him say that with the Raisin Bran and the almond milk, you know, all that was just like, that's me and my wife. That's me and my wife right there, you know, that you speaking on, you know. And I think that's an evolution in music, to appreciate your lady. That's a big thing that was going on this year.
Right.
Also, if you didn't notice in music, and everybody who was in tune and tapped in, a lot of their music was pertained to showing appreciation to women.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
You know, I don't want to digress to nobody else, but I feel like he pretty much did it the best.
Okay. Okay.
You know, all year.
Yeah.
You know, because he didn't do Jaheim, you know, all my ladies, da, 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 da. He was just like, I appreciate my wife. I appreciate the woman in my life.
Yeah, the one I'm with.
The one that I'm with.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to appreciate the woman that you're with. Nah, he didn't say that.
Yeah, because he didn't have to.
You know.
If you're smart enough, you get that. That's why I was saying earlier, this is so hard that it's hard for even the simplest mind to say, okay, I appreciate my love. No, he's not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ain't got no girl. No, but if you are with someone, you need to appreciate what you got.
Mm-hmm.
And then work hard to make it work, because it's the little things that keep you together.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the big, I just brought her a car. It's
the simple
I
thing.
Did this. I folded the clothes thing. For her.
Mm-hmm.
I brought her favorite cereal. Mm-hmm. And I made sure she got those little things that she needed. And again, folding clothes was the little thing. He just mm-hmm. used a simple metaphor to say it's the little things.
Mm-hmm.
And some people didn't catch that. They were like, yeah, man, I fold clothes. No, it's not about folding clothes.
It's way bigger
it's
than
the
that.
Little things that you do in your relationship.
Yeah.
And
that's
what made it cold. I think, I mean, that one I liked, but I like Sheem's mine. I like both of them. Because one was his girl,
and another was his daughter. Child.
Yeah. And I was like, damn, how fucking cool is that?
Yeah,
and he just
like
did two different ones.
Right.
And I was like, damn, that's what he was doing. So it's really enjoyable. It's very, very enjoyable what he did.
Yeah, man. As a full complete album, man, I just, you know, I haven't felt like this listening to an album before. You know, I think that's the biggest part, you know, actually, because, you know, I engulf myself with music, man. When I listen to it, I'm listening to what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
how you're bouncing on the beat.
Yep.
You know,
because
I'm a lyricist. I'm an artist, you know, so the way you bounce, you can have a whack beat, but if you're bouncing on that beat the way you need to bounce, I'm rocking with you.
Yeah.
You know, now everybody else might not be rocking with you, you know. But I see the potential in you. You just need a little bit of, you know, a little bit of pushing in the right direction. You know what I'm saying?
But the only problem with that, and, you know, I hear you. The only problem with that is I can't continue to hear a whack beat just to listen to the lyrics.
Right.
Because it's kind of hard to just say, I want something to jam to. And you put in between here something that sounds so fucking weak with the production. And you just want to hear them. And his lyrics. It's pretty hard to go through that.
I can dig it.
So that's my reason why I say, if you got a great production, I'm going to pass over the mediocre one. I can listen through that because I know the next one I'm going to jam to.
Right.
So like I said, 80%, I can still listen to the other two. Because he has such a great compilation of cuts on there that you can kind of just go straight through it.
Right.
And the reason why I was kind of wanted to bring up Childish Gambino, even his new one is something totally different. I don't like it, but I respect that. But mine is really because the internet. Because he puts that, you know, this is what I went through.
Right.
You know, people just, hey, he calling me faggot, but, you know, I'm going through this. You know, I've done certain things. And all of that was so creative because he did the beats, he did all of that. And what he's saying, if you listen to it, you know, he got play on words. He does really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But J. Cole has substance.
Right.
Big difference. This has substance and relatable to more people than a Childish Gambino.
Now they were saying, you know, Drake is the new age Jay-Z and J. Cole would be the new age Nas. Would you compare more? Do you hear more of a Nas or more of a Common in Cole?
Well, so Common, you gotta take in consideration. Common has the way he does twist metaphor with the true reality right
mm-hmm.
now. I don't think too many people can do that.
Right.
So I can't say a Common. I would say more of a Nas than a Common, because Nas hits the reality of what things that was going on. He has some qualities of similes and things with that, but not like a Common. because even Common, when he talks about women or you know, sexiness, he still put those twists in there that if you really aren't educated enough, you don't know what the hell he's talking about. If you're not aware of conditions in the world or the area that you're in, he's talking about that and you miss it. And you're like, the fuck was he talking about? And there's even albums you can go back with that people will be like, I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. But when other people be like, yo, he was talking about there's a bus, when you ride this bus and ride up on here, he's telling you that, but you're like, man, I didn't get that shit. But a Nas, he puts it out there. You can feel it. You get it. You're kind of cool with it. So I think a Nas, and I really, you know, that's a great comparison. Drake, he's an entertainer to me. So even though they said they compare him to Jay-Z, Jay-Z really ain't an entertainer. He happened to start entertaining, but he wasn't an entertainer.
Right.
Drake is an entertainer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even though they want to compare that, I think because of his vast reach into so many different things that people respect him for, they compare him. But quality of work and entertainment-wise, he can't touch Jay-Z when it comes to that. I don't, I'll listen to Drake, but I don't really, you know, I'm just not into Drake. I don't download none of his shit. The only song that I listened to was his is Erykah Badu's remix of his shit.
Right.
I even listened to the one that
he's even done.
I'm just not feeling that dude like that. I mean, I'm not saying he's bad. It's just too commercial for me.
Man, over the top commercial for me, man.
It's just,
I don't know, man. But what you know what? It's kind of like what he does off the field. You know, he represents better than what he does on the field.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, man, he reaches a lot, you know, but that's what he does. He entertains.
Yeah.
You know, he likes to be around people and, you know, do all that.
And positive.
You know?
He still tries to stay positive on all the shit that he does.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets the respect, like, you know, the Madea dude.
Tyler Perry.
Yeah. I respect everything he does, but I can't stand none of his what he produces. Nothing that he produces. But I respect him. This dude got everything that says, I'm going to employ black folks. I'm going to make things better in certain communities. You got to respect that. And if you don't, that's pretty fucked up.
You're cooning.
Yeah. But he's saying, look, even though I'm cooning, I just employed 1,000 black people.
No. I don't even believe he's cool. If you don't believe in that, you cooning.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you. I got you.
And see, I feel like that's the problem with a lot of people that don't appreciate the CD.
Mm-hmm.
Your mentality is off.
Yep.
You're so used to what they want you to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You're so used to what's being fed to you. Even though what's being fed to you ain't what's good.
Yeah.
So now, you know, Cole brings you some meal. I'm talking about, and it's just a three course. You know, he didn't even give you
the whole
15 tracks. Yep. He didn't give you the five courses that could in the later end clog your arteries. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He didn't. He wanted to give you what you needed.
So what he did, let's stick with the metaphor of food, but he gave you fine dining.
Right. Yes.
You know, when you go in there, there's the quality meats that you have, the quality vegetables, and you know, you may said I didn't really want any starch, but I'll eat it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Well, everybody else saw the commercial for McDonald's and say you get five for five. Man, $5? I'm going to eat that shit. I'm going to eat that. That's what's being put out there. That fast food, quick, you know, artery fucking, you know, destroying ass shit. And if they keep feeding you that and it's cheap, you're going to keep getting it. He's giving you fine dining that you're not used to.
Mm-hmm.
And you was like, I like it, but damn. Hard for me to eat this all the time.
because I eat McDonald's.
So, good point.
So that's to the metaphor that you use. That's what I get it at. And you know, it's and I know it's kind of shocking for you, but I don't normally like shit like this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect to have shit this good. Mm-hmm. I really don't. Mm-hmm. But when I do, you got to give the appreciation when it's due.
Right.
And this is pretty awesome. I just enjoyed the shit out of it. And you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how he evolved to that. So I can go backwards now and just go from that.
Mm-hmm.
And say, okay, got you. Same thing I did with Childish Gambino. I said, they was like hyping on him. I'm like, I'll just listen to his first one so I can understand where he got to. And I enjoyed the first one.
Right.
And then the second one, I was like, yo, that's the ones that I was hearing. Oh, I'm cool. Then if you know Donald Glover, he doesn't like doing the same thing. He moves on.
Right.
He fucking moves on. And his new one is just freaking crazy. So if you think he was rapping and he's going to have a rap album, nah, he has a old funky album.
Mm-hmm.
Totally funky album. So if your mentality is you want what you had before, you're not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
So did I enjoy it? No, because that's not what I wanted. So I'm not going to listen to it again. Do I respect what he's doing? You're damn right I do. Because he's saying, don't always expect the same thing.
But this may be the transition to his next album, which may be great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and that's a good point, because that lets me know that season two of Atlanta is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's going to throw you straight to the left of things that you thought about, that mm-hmm. you clearly see, mm-hmm. but it's not registering until you see it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And you're like, wait a minute. That's not like the first, he doesn't want to give you that.
Right.
He moved from that.
Right.
So expect something different.
Yeah. And that's what Carl did on this CD. I personally think right now I got a few more albums to listen to, but right now, in that order,
mm-hmm.
A Seat at the Table, For Your Eyes Only, and Soulmate, Chrisette Michelle. Top three albums of the year right now. So I'm gonna go with that as of this point. That Solange album is,
oh yeah,
amazing.
But will she be recognized for it?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah, man. She on the gram. Man, look, she gonna get an award for that. Okay. She's definitely gonna get an award for that.
And the only reason why I'm asking that is I think it's top three.
Mm.
Top three now. But I don't know if the masses, or, well, let me take back the masses, if the people who's assessing what's best sees it as the one best at a time.
Right, right, right.
So what we say is, oh yeah, she should be winning an award.
But that's the same that goes with J. Cole, because there's not a lot there's mixed reviews on this album. There's right. very mixed reviews on this album.
Okay.
And the reason why I like the Chrisette Michelle is because she wrote that whole album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she did all that. You know, I like that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
She did all that. And then for a female, man, it was it was a good vibe. It was like, you know, I love my man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I done went through some things, but I'm straight now. Get off get off of me. When it comes to social media,
mm-hmm.
you know, we independent girls, but sometimes we need love too, you know. So,
okay.
Like, but it was an upbeat. It was like, it was a good feel.
It wasn't
feel.
Right. These fucking men, I gotta do better.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Right.
It wasn't one of those.
But it was a woman that really was showing appreciation in the tribulations she was going through in her life, you know. And she can sing. Chrisette Michelle is really good, you know. So, like I said, it's a couple more CDs I gotta listen to, but you know, it's no illusion around, you know, quality artists. When you make your own, when you write your own, and you know, you pick your own everything, you know, you top of the list for me. You top of the list,
unless it ain't shit.
Yeah,
still gotta be good though.
Gotta be quality.
You know, Solange did a great job working with old boy, Rafael Sadiq.
Yes.
So with them working together, you see their collaboration was really, really good. Mm-hmm. You see that both of them have a quality about them that really mesh together.
Yes.
And it worked so well.
It worked very well. Exactly. Very impressive, man. Like, yeah, she's going to get awards. She may not get all the awards that she's supposed to get.
That she deserve, right? You know. Right.
As far as J. Cole don't even get awards. So that's not even nothing that he looked for.
But think about it. What he came out with may grab the attention of saying, look at what this guy did, mm-hmm. as opposed to these other rappers talking about this bullshit. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes critics love that because it's away from the norm. Mm-hmm. And his production and everything that he talk about is so poignant. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That you kind of like, yeah. I just hope if they recognize him, and I hope they recognize him more than they recognize the Tribe album. Because just because the Tribe came out, don't make them fucking good. Right, you know what I mean? Right, and that's what I hate about people who say, because they come out, they should be nominated. Mm-hmm. No, hell no. That album is average. The most.
Very average.
I can almost say it ain't shit, but I'll say it's average. And that's what I don't like about people who just, you know, I love the Roots. Mm-hmm. I got every single album that they made, or disc or CD or whatever you want to call it. I got every one of them. Every one of them ain't that good.
Right.
They got cuts on them that's really, really good. But the whole thing, I don't think so. But since I'm a follower of them, if they don't win, it's probably because they didn't deserve it. And I'm okay with that. You see what I'm saying? But just because
there's a lot of trollers that aren't okay with that.
Whoa, that's fucked up. You see, the white man is... cut it out, man. Just cut it out. So to me, this and the quality of his the way he put this together should be recognized. Mm-hmm. And it just came out. Mm-hmm. So there's time for people to build on it. Mm-hmm. And it's time for critics to say, man, I've been hearing about this J. Cole. Let me listen to this. Wow. Mm-hmm. Compared to the ones that I was going to nominate, this is pretty good. I'm hoping that's the direction that people see. Yeah. You know, the old heads, you know, what they say on the streets, I don't think that's going to last long because they don't linger on things like that. Mm-hmm. That's something that, you know, the heads don't really want to recognize on a regular basis. Mm. They be like, oh man, that was cool what you did with your girl. Anyway, yo, what about that other shit? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They move on from that. Nice of you to do it, but I don't want to hear that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly.
Right, constantly.
Yeah.
So.
But that's what's up. But, so what's your next one that you really think you're going to step into? And, none of that Atlanta crazy shit that you've been giving me, man.
Well, I know you don't, but I appreciate B.O.B., man. I appreciate B.O.B.
B.O.B. is old.
Lyrically, man, I think he took it to a level where people are afraid to take it. I think he's a very, very smart guy, and he needs to get acknowledged for the lyrical content that he brings to the table. And he does make his own beats. And just because he's from Atlanta,
that don't make him bad. Okay.
I listen to him, and I feel like he's trying to get to the young youth. Mm-hmm. So he makes the beats like that to get the young youth to hear some of the things that he's saying, even though they don't understand half of what he's saying. You know?
Right.
And then I also feel like, again, even if you don't appreciate or even agree of anything that he's saying, he's still bringing something to the table. He's bringing vocabulary. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
He's bringing you information about government. Even if it's not true, it still makes you want to look up a couple things.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that, because 2 Chainz don't do that. You know, Future don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
looking up drugs.
Right.
You know, I'm looking up what this do and what this do and why this pop. Why if I pop this pill? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you bringing something to where, okay, I might not even be in the politics, but you're helping me get a better understanding.
Or at least a vision of, yo, you heard what that nigga was talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Well, like you said, it may not be true, But you better think about this, what I'm saying, though. You better think about it.
Exactly.
And if you find out that I'm wrong, guess what? That's a good thing, though.
Exactly.
You did the fucking research.
You did your research.
Exactly.
Good job.
Good job.
You know what I'm saying?
Here's my next cup.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what I see. I see the madness in it. You know what I'm saying? I see the genius and the madness in it. You know? And, yeah, I like it. I can't wait for him to drop something else.
Cool. So, that was our... session on the end of the year music, but we just ended with J. Cole. Great fucking album.
Yes.
If you haven't heard it, you need to at least take the time for your eyes only. J. Cole. Get it on, is it on Google Play, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Google Play, Apple Music, iTunes, all of that. You know, I always hear it on Apple Tunes. I don't have to, pay for that bitch. So I test every album that I want to, and I'm still like, nah, that's garbage. I don't want to hear that no more. But if anything, I'll download it. But this one is a keeper. So J. Cole, For Your Eyes Only. Thanks, Sean. I really appreciate your input.
No problem.
The next time we will run through, really like our sessions on music. So bring some more to the table. I may go old school comparison. Then we go old school comparison. We can just go from that.
Okay, sounds good.
But old car wax, and thanks for visiting, and we'll see you soon.
Peace.
Peace.